at 5. Quitting time on your Thursday, hour number 3 of The Drive underway. 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Trey back with you. Hayden Wallen on quality control. John Tyler is in with the top 5 at 5, presented this afternoon by our friends at Citizens National Bank, where banking never felt so good. Check them out online at cnbtn.com.
Number 1, 37 points from Arkansas guard Mason Jones led Arkansas past the Tennessee basketball team 86-69.
We don't have a new lead story to break news with.
Slow sports day. For the third consecutive game, senior Jordan Bowden led UT in scoring, pouring in 19 points on 7 of 16 shooting while knocking down 4 three-pointers. Bowden's 4 three-pointers Jordan Bowden's 4 three-pointers increased his career three-point field goal total to 182, moving him into 8th all-time in program history, surpassing VFL's Vincent Yarbrough and Jordan McRae. Bowden is just 2 three-pointers away from passing Admiral Schofield.
Real smooth there, John.
Thanks. Number 2, Tennessee Lady Vols back at TBA tonight for their regular season home finale against lowly Ole Miss, who are 0-14 in the SEC. They tip off at 7:02 p.m. tonight. UT and the Rebels met in Oxford back on January the 9th, and the Lady Vols decimated the Rebels 84-28. It's senior night, so Lady Vols Lou Brown and Kamara Harris, it's their final home game.
All right, send them out with the W, hopefully.
The Tennessee baseball team continues to roll with another dominant performance in all phases during yesterday's 12-1 victory over UNC Asheville at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. The Big Orange blasted 3 home runs and finished with double-digit hits for the 5th time this season. The Vols have hit multiple homers in all 6 of their home games and 7 of their 9 away games overall this year. The Vols have literally been unbeatable in the month of February over the past 2 seasons. After going 9-0 last year, Tennessee is now 9-0 this season with 2 more games to go. In those 18 wins from the last 2 years, UT has outscored its opponents 160-21.
We're killing people. Just killing people, man. Just
good at baseball.
Laying waste to the nation in college baseball this year. I love it.
It's a lot nicer than I wouldn't say nicer. It's more fun than, and not to take a shot at Del Seronico, but I didn't like the small ball. That didn't make me want to come out to the park. You're bombing home runs and running up the score.
Yeah, you can't play that way.
It's SEC.
Yeah. Number 4, the Houston Astros have been a part of a recent scandal in baseball, in case you guys haven't heard anything.
I heard something about that.
Yeah, something. Well, they have been the most thrown at team in spring training. They've played 5 games, and in those 5 games,
wow.
In 5 games, they've had 7 players hit by pitch.
I can't wait till they get in the regular season and play.
We think this is on purpose, like retaliation from the rest of the league?
Yes.
Come on. 7 players hit by pitch in 5 games? Really?
Yeah. They're hitting them on purpose, Russ.
Okay.
Come on. And it's going to continue. I bet my bookie has odds
pitchers
on the number.
Pissed.
It seems like at some
point. I mean,
they
ruined some guys' careers.
What sucks is for the guy who just joined the Astros this
season.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you.
They're not throwing. I bet they're not throwing at the guys.
They're not
that
throwing
are new.
At those guys.
No.
They're throwing at the guys.
Intentionally.
If I were Altuve, I'd have my head on a swivel. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
Be wearing one of those, like, face masks.
Like softball players wear.
Boy, in a bubble.
Wearing the elbow pad just in case, for sure. Yep. So, Astros getting hit by pitch. That's it.
Seems about right.
I cut it short so we can get Tony V in here.
Okay. Tony Vitello coming on the show here in just a minute. That is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you by Citizens National Bank, where you can earn 1.75% annual percentage yield on a free checking account with Citizens National Bank. You can call for details at 865-453-9031. Yeah, free checking, free internet banking, free bill paying, and free e-statements. No minimum balance requirements with Citizens National Bank. Again, online at cnbtn.com. That phone number is 865-453-9031 for Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. Cruising with you here at 5:05 on your beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Looking forward to talking.
Jamming out to the top 5 music bed here.
It's not an amateur.
Distracting now that we're not doing it, but hey, it is what it is. So, yeah, it's good stuff. The Astros thing has got to be really difficult to deal with for the new guys on that team and the guys that are just trying to make the team.
It's like, I didn't do anything. Why are you hitting me? You're killing my on-base percentage.
I mean, surely they're not throwing at the new guys, right?
I don't know. I haven't been following it that closely, but it seems like that would be a major distraction. Some young guy just trying to make the club. We have him?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get Tony Vitello in here this afternoon, the head coach of your baseball Vols. Coach, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. We just had our little Thursday routine to prepare for Friday, so already looking forward to a new series coming up this weekend.
No doubt about it. Seemed like a pretty good day to get out there and play a little baseball. Weather this time of year, always a concern for college baseball teams across the land, but I guess, like, you guys are doing okay. I mean, we haven't had too frigid temperatures out there so far.
No, the last year the theme was it was just a really wet spring everywhere, and it seemed like the perfect year to put in this artificial surface. And then the other benefit you get out of it is, you know, when the sun's out like it is today, it'll play up, you know, 8 to 10 degrees. And, you know, we don't play deep enough into the summer, and Knoxville's got good weather in the summer. I mean, it never gets too hot on that stuff for us. So it's been a great benefit to us, and we've lucked out so far because we really like the way our schedule's set up, non-conference leading into SEC, and we've been able to play all of our opponents so far.
Coach, you're off to a great start, obviously, unbeaten so far. You beat number one Texas Tech down there in Texas over the weekend and really making some noise. I understand the squad is ranked in a couple of polls, but there's also tell me, like, there are a couple of college baseball polls where you guys aren't ranked. What's up with that? What is the college baseball poll of record that we should be following?
There's a lot.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. And, you know, Baseball America's been one of the longest standing. Collegiate Baseball News is actually a longer standing than that. But D1 Baseball is kind of a new kid on the block, and they put in a lot of research as well. You could go on and on. USA Today maybe has the most nationally known name. So each one's kind of got pros and cons. But I'll tell you something about, I ain't the smartest guy, but I do know this about all those polls. They only mean so much until the very end of the season rolls around. And obviously, they could help you before the tournament, getting into it if you're a bubble team. And then afterwards, wherever you end up, that's going to kind of tell you what kind of year you had. And national champion will probably be number one.
Coach, it's Trey. Talk to me a little bit about the pitching. You know, there's a couple players kind of resting up, and we completely understand why that's going on. You know, wait until the meat of the schedule maybe gets going and not, you know, especially somebody like Garrett, you don't want to overdo his soreness. But talk to me about the recovery that they're on and how you've been able to manage the rotation that you have now, especially going into this weekend series against George Washington.
Yeah, you know, we actually had with a couple freak injuries in the fall. One was an ankle injury on a football pass, just on an off day. We had a hamstring give. We had six of our better pitchers not available on opening day.
Wow.
And yet, pretty much all those guys, with one exception, we knew we'd get back at some point. So the kind of the running theme in the office is almost like we're a big league team picking up free agents as the year goes on. And we picked up two of those guys this week, Kirby Cannell and Ethan Anderson, freshmen that threw. But, you know, Garrett, because he's a junior and he's done so much, and he'll be highly touted by scouts and it'll probably be a first-round pick, is the biggest name. And he's progressing exactly the way we want him to. I think our coaching staff and training staff are pretty close to ready to release him. But just based off my experience and trying to look out for the kid a little bit, I mean, I'm no saint, trust me, but trying to look out for his best interest. And then, two, the team, we want to be at our best in the postseason. So we're just not in a rush for that stuff. But the time is drawing pretty near.
When you look at the hitting, so last season we spoke with you and you were surprised at how good the hitting was and how many, quote, dingers were going on and being able to score so many runs. You look at it this year, is this a surprise factor to you still with the big hits that you're getting? And I'm not just talking about singles or doubles, but y'all pulled a couple triples out. You've been rocking them home run-wise, especially in Texas. So Are you surprised at how things are going this year? Or is this expected?
Yeah, no, it's a surprise, and it may sound like a broken record, but it's two different sets of circumstances, two different offenses. Last year, we knew Andre and Alaric were going to be our best two hitters, and Alaric had always hit the ball out of the park at times, but he was new. He was a junior college player, and he never played at this level, so you don't know how that's going to translate. And he ended up putting together a nice season, and Andre put together even a better season than we expected out of our best player. So those guys, too, they were the core, and then they got some supplemental help from some other guys that I think drove the ball out of the park because we had a little mojo last year, and our strength coach does a wonderful job in there, Quentin Everhart. And then this year is a little different. We didn't expect it at all because there's a lot of guys in the lineup who have never hit the ball over the fence, much less with consistency. But I think age and maturing physically a little bit and also mentally maturing in combination, again, with I really feel like our best asset is Megan Anderson, our academic coordinator, but second best is that work in the weight room. It's paying off. And I don't think we're going to have anyone lead the country in home runs, but 1 through 9, we've got guys that can drive the ball out of the park or at least, you know, for on base or as far as extra base hits go, drive the baseball.
Tony Vitello joining us on the show this afternoon. And Coach, let's go back to the weekend, and you go down there to Texas for the Round Rock Classic down there, and you take on number one Texas Tech, and probably in college baseball circles, certainly a game y'all weren't expected to win. You go in there, and you win the game 6-2. You mentioned this mojo you had at the end of the year. That seems to have carried over to this season. Y'all got a little chip on your shoulder, a little swagger to it, and it's kind of – is that something that you've noticed about your team? You've been able to instill a little bit of confidence in the squad?
Yeah, I think it's kind of come from this particular team. It's been instilled by the older kids, the returners, and you know some of them are even sophomores. But, yeah, you're right. Last year's team, because they could kind of see a little bit of a trailblazing season happening before their eyes, and then kind of at the end of the year, we weren't sure if it was going to happen, and they really, you know, gritted out a couple big wins. It instilled a new energy and a different attitude around here. And so I think this year's group now has different standards, expectations. The unknown has been evaporated a little bit. So, you know, they've kind of taken the younger guys under their wing, and the younger guys got a pretty cool personality about them. I mean, they're kids that we recruited and we felt were a good match. So it's kind of been, you know, I don't know if it's the perfect storm, but it's been a pretty damn good storm up in this point, and they're a fun group to be around, and they have each other's back. Now, they'll be challenged at some point to, you know, keep that theme going when the going gets tough or whatever you want to call it. But to this point, it's been a fun group, and it's been a group that kind of like last year's basketball team with Coach Barnes, has kind of been led by the experienced players, not just the coaches.
Interesting. Yeah, I was watching the end of the game, the highlights of all the games, but especially the Texas Tech game. I just noticed when y'all got that final out and the team ran over there, it wasn't like a dog pile at the mound or anything. There was almost like, yep, we did what we came down here to do. We got another one tomorrow. Let's get in back to the hotel and rest up and keep this thing rolling. I thought that was impressive.
Sure. No, they're pretty dang good, I think, about mindset. And again, they don't expect to go out and get beat by anybody, no matter who we're playing. And we did want to go back to the hotel and get rest, but we ended up getting in an accident. I don't think that was well publicized.
What?
Our bus, we're in victory mode, you know, at about 12:15 in the morning. We're, a stone's throw from the hotel. And we had a guy pull out three lanes over and hit our bus. And obviously a car lost that battle pretty rough.
Oh, man.
And the guy ended up getting out of the car, so he had to have been fine. He fled the scene.
What?
And
come on.
It was crazy. So we're ordering Ubers for our guys. we have a game the next day early in the day, and they're going to get to bed about 2 in the morning. I've already got my speech planned. When we get to the hotel about, hey, you got to put this emotional win behind us and this, that, and the other, get some sleep. And that speech never took place. So our kids, I think, kind of overcame a little bit more than people realized when they came out and played a really good game on Saturday.
So you had to order Ubers for the guys to get back to the hotels?
Yeah, I'm hoping Coach Fulmer reimburses that. No, you know, the guys, I sent them a video the next day on our little group me because we ended up duct taping our bus. And just rather than going through the ordeal of ordering a new one, we duct tape up some spots that were banged up and windows were broken. And so I sent them the video from Slapshot, which hopefully
yes.
you all know. Now, our Very kids good. Didn't even know what movie it was, but, you know, when they were making the bus look mean, we had, fortunately, everyone was safe, so I can joke about it. But, you know, we made the bus look mean, and we had a blue-collar attitude the rest of the weekend.
So if you're Paul Newman in this analogy, who are the Hanson brothers on the team, Coach?
I would love to be Paul Newman, and I will tell you right now, Drew Gilbert, our freshman, is undoubtedly one of the Hanson brothers. And I guess since he's a new guy, I'd have to go with Evan Russell, our more experienced junior, is another one. I feel very confident in naming those two guys.
Hey, Coach, before we get to jam or no jam, real quick, just pitchers this upcoming weekend. Are you comfortable naming a starter for tomorrow yet?
Yeah, Chad Dallas has been, you know, incredible with that whole, hey, here's the ball, dude. Crochet's not going to throw game one. You are. We didn't even really prepare him to be a starter. It was kind of more of a reliever role we expected late in the game because he's kind of got some ice in his veins or fearlessness to him. And he's taken it and run with it. And he's a Texas kid, so throwing that well down there against Texas Tech was a second great week in a row for him. So he'll lead the charge tomorrow. And then Chase Wallace, the local kid, will throw game two. And we'll kind of stick with that theme of we'll worry about Sunday when it gets here and see what we got left. Now that we got a couple of those guys back, we're not scrapping for innings as much as we were at the start, but this has kind of been a blessing in disguise, having some guys slowly trickle back because the guys who are healthy have been pressed into action, and obviously they've performed pretty well, and now they'll be more experienced for it.
All right, Coach, I know you're excited about this. Yeah. We got a game we've been playing here lately. It's called Jam or No Jam, and the rules are pretty simple. It's self-explanatory. We're going to play you a little snippet of a couple of songs here, and you just tell us if it's a jam or not a jam. It's completely up to you. You ready?
I'm ready. I just hope I don't get bad-mouthed for my opinion too much on Twitter or any of that stuff.
I think you'll be okay. Here we go. Bear, hit it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think Coach has heard this one before, probably. What do you think, Tony? Jam or not a jam? Center field, John Fogerty.
That is a song that I would say discreetly jam that because I've heard that song 5 million times. And, hey, here's the other thing about John Fogerty's lyrics. All right, if you're on the bench and you're begging for playing time, we ain't putting you in center field, one of the most athletic positions on the field. You're probably going to get stuck, you know, somewhere else where we can hide you a little bit.
Okay, so you had to put on a shift to protect the new guy here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so did you think it was a jam?
Oh, it was a definite jam. Yeah, all-timer.
I think it's a jam, even Bear? Though we've heard it a million times.
No?
No, not a jam. Oh, wow. Not a jam.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Harsh.
Okay, all right.
All right, what else you got?
All right, Bear.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Coolio.
I'm going to go no doubt jam there. That's a good little funk. That's a good if you lost the day before, make sure that's playing in the locker room, get everyone relaxed, feeling the vibes a little bit.
There you go.
That's good. Okay.
A little Fantastic Voyage. Oh, man, it's taking me back to high school circa what, like 93, 94?
In my Ford Explorer.
Definite jam.
All decked out with some jam, just big speakers
in the
back. You had
a Ford Explorer. I was driving around in my grandma's station wagon. I'm doing a little better than I was.
Me too.
I say it's a jam.
There was nothing better than a white kid in West Knoxville rolling around in his dad's Volvo listening to Coolio. I mean, it was happening. All right, so I think we're all in agreement. That's a jam.
Yeah, that's a jam.
For sure.
Bear.
X one up.
I'm gonna have to jam that because when I was little, that was kind of a you know, more of a female predominant song there. But Bridesmaids, whether you're a male or female, is a hilarious movie, and that's at the very end and caps the thing off. And I've watched that thing a couple times and laughed pretty hard, so I'm gonna have to be okay with that one.
Was it?
I mean, Coach Ray is a good point.
Yeah, it was at the end of Bridesmaids.
A movie can save a song you previously hated or would call a no jam.
There you go.
That's a good point.
I'm going to have to veto this one, not a jam.
Yeah, and me either.
Ouch.
I think it made the movie at the end. I don't know if it'd be something that I'll be jamming to.
So we're split on that one? Okay.
Yeah.
I got baseball fans hate me now, and everyone thinks I'm a little too girly. But I did have three older sisters I grew up with.
Oh, no, it's okay. Then. Tony Vitello, known Wilson Phillips fan. It's all right. That's your reputation now. Go ahead, Bear.
There you go.
Next one up.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, Big and Rich.
I'm good with that jam. That's a good little college football Saturday in the fall if we don't have practice. I think they rolled with that theme for a year or two. That brings some good vibes.
Yeah, College Game Day, that was the lead-in.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge bro country guy, but Tony makes a good point. Like, it does make you think college football, and I like college football, so I'm going to go jam.
I'm really good friends with Cowboy Troy, who's in the song that they did for College Game Day, I'm going to go with that I like the song.
Wow.
I'd rather have my ears cleaned out with a dental drill than to listen to that. I'm sorry, guys. I just got to be honest with you here. Keeping it 100.
Not that version, but the College Game
There's
Day version.
There's another version?
Yes. Or
like an unplugged version of coming to your city?
That's a regular radio version. That's not the College Game Day version where they name all the towns.
Any version, just
all. Okay. All right, one more, and then we'll let one you go, more. Coach. Last one, jam or no jam?
Wow.
Well, Careless Whisper, George Michael.
It is. And you got the alternative version of that I've listened to as well. I got to jam that. When I was little, I used to sit on the couch, and instead of watching cartoons, I'd watch MTV when they actually played videos.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of that video, but that just brings back old memories. I'm going to have to jam that.
Wow. It's one of those songs, it's so bad, it's good. Of course it's a jam. Like,
I'll give you that.
You got to love it, man. You put
on... hell yeah. I mean, it's a staple.
You bring your lady home and put on Careless Whisper.
Your Netflix
a song about
chilling.
Cheating.
It's go time. Oh, it's about cheating? Yes. I didn't even know that. See?
It's about cheating. Never mind.
Make sure it's only one lady. Well, I might open up a can of worms with that phrase. We'll just move on, probably.
That's good man. Stuff. Coach, we appreciate the time, my man. Thanks, good luck Coach. This weekend against George Washington. Y'all get on out to the ballpark. Support Tony Vitello and the Baseball Vols.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. And I know there was a lot of social media activity, people following our group last weekend, and that's given us some momentum, so we appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing you this weekend, Coach.
All right, see y'all.
No doubt. Bye. Thank you. Tony Vitello making his presence felt. 5 for 5, all jams, according to Tony V. And who are we to argue with? The baseball coach is kind of the toast of the town right now.
That
Everything
well
he touches
done.
Turns to gold, including all 5 tunes. He made Wilson Phillips sound like a jam.
I love him.
Then he added on to the fact they got in a wreck last weekend and had to take Ubers back to the hotel.
Yeah, that's weird.
Definitely not a jam, though.
Not a jam, Wilson Phillips.
Well, I know where he's getting it from, because at the end of Bridesmaids, it caps off the movie.
Hey, but that thing at the end of Gone with the Wind, it's not a jam.
Classic movie.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of Casablanca, whatever.
Hey, Bear, you want to go sleep down, drive in and see Casablanca with me?
Humphrey Bogart,
we'll go out here and we'll stop and get us some. We'll get us some chili cheese dogs from Pals.
Get us some queso to go watch queso at the movie drive-in.
Guys, I actually remember the Wilson Phillips song from Harold and Kumar.
Oh,
you guys remember that scene?
Yeah.
Dang.
Where he pulls up and he's like, he's listening to the song and he just starts rocking out to it.
Classic.
Neither of them wants to admit that then by the end of it, they're just harmonizing. Good stuff. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
I'm not too proud to admit it. It's a huge hit in like 92, 93.
Dude, this is such a good song. I'm sorry. And also, Tony.
And you talk about like, I mean, this is like they did. I don't even think
they did it.
They're not a one-hit wonder.
I mean, I literally would, honest to God, I would let you
wait. They're not a one-hit wonder.
They're the definition of a one-hit wonder.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah.
They had other songs. No. Even I know they had other songs.
I'm sure they put out a full album, but they never had another hit.
They had other songs that charted, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Name one.
Look it up. I didn't follow the band, but I knew enough. I was aware enough around there. I know that they had one more song.
Isn't one of those gals like Brian Wilson's daughter?
Yeah, B.G. Phil. I mean, they're famous. That's the other part about it. I mean, they're industry kids.
Oh, it's like nepotism.
Yeah. Like, you remember that band Eve Six? Hard in a blender, blah, 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 blah.
I was swallowing my pride.
I don't remember them at all.
Do you remember the producer Don Was?
Oh, yeah. Was, not was.
The lead singer. One of them, one of the kids in Eve Six was his kid.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he produced it.
It's a solid band.
I saw Eve Six on the first ever tour.
You know, if your high school band had Don Was, if Russell's high school band had Don Was as producer, we'd probably all know what the hell that name was.
Guess who I saw Eve Six with, Bear?
I'm going to guess your...
Nickelback?
Your dad?
Foo Fighters?
No, who are they touring with?
Third Eye Blind?
Smart ass.
Your dad?
Matchbox 20?
No, they're touring with Third Eye Blind.
That's what John Tyler just said.
Did I not say it?
Well, somebody's talking about my dad.
I also said four other things.
That is incredible.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did you say that Hayden guessed your birthday yesterday?
Super creepy.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like on the date.
He was like, I bet I can guess your birthday. And then he did.
On the dot.
He had to know it.
I've never told him. It's not on my social media anywhere. It's so weird.
Not on your Facebooker?
I'm not friends with him on Facebook.
He could still find you.
You gotta be. I don't have that. It's not public.
Yeah.
I bet you could find your birthday.
Yeah, you can find your birthday.
He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would do that.
Not that could do that. Would know how to do it.
Hayden doesn't have a Facebook.
Yeah, he does.
He just texted me and told me he didn't have a Facebook. Literally,
that means
just,
he has a Facebook.
He's a bald-faced liar because I got suggested him as a friend. I thought I saw his picture.
That's another Hayden Wallen.
Well, the other Hayden Wallen's dating his girlfriend using that picture as his profile pic.
It's Hayden's burner, doppelganger.
His burner account.
Yeah. Let's get John Tweet in here next. Tweet, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
Didn't one of them Wilson chicks lose a bunch of weight and do Playboy?
Yeah, the Wilson one.
Why am I not surprised? This
Brian Wilson's
this
daughter?
Is, yeah. Yes. Carney.
She used to be like hefty, and then she got the... I don't know, maybe she went low carb or something. And then she was in Playboy.
Good for her.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you what happened.
It's just an interesting anecdote. Thank you, John.
I forget what song they sang. It was like the three of them in some stupid room or something with a candle or something.
They had more than one song that charted, I'm telling you.
The name of the song the name of the song was Daniel that they did in a room.
Did they sing that da 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 song?
No, that was Suzanne Vega. That was Suzanne Vega.
Was that?
No, Suzanne Vega was. My name is Luca. Did she do both of them? Remember Luca?
I don't know.
My name is Luca. That was from '87.
It was a sad song.
Yeah,
about child abuse. Kid.
So what did Carney? What did they sing?
I don't know. John Tyler is apparently incapable of looking it up for me,
dude. Oh,
how long
gosh.
Does it take to Wikipedia Wilson Phillips?
Oh, my God.
Probably got stuck on the
Playboy. Look it up.
Wilson Phillips.
Hold on.
Wilson Phillips also contributed backup vocals to Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney albums.
Oh, they also had that song, Release Me. I remember that.
That's what I was
I remember
to say
that, Release Me.
Me.
All I remember about Paul McCartney is when he came out to the Grammys, I don't know how long ago it was, people were like tweeting, who's this dude singing with Kanye?
He's That's all you up. Remember about Paul McCartney, one of the famous musicians to ever walk the face of Earth. That's all you remember.
Thousand years from now, I promise you, they'll be listening to Paul McCartney and probably won't know who Kanye is.
I will say this: I'm no Beatles sheep. I can do them in small doses at the most.
Yeah, I don't like the Beatles much either.
I really can't.
Trey continues on his world tour.
We are going to have to make a list.
We're not. No. I'm drawing a line there. No. There will be no list.
Getting out of your territory? I'm starting it right now.
No.
What was it? It was the Beatles, and what else did you?
You could trash mine then.
No.
No. I will not participate.
About my list or Bear's list?
No.
Talking about a list for Trey.
I don't need a list. I don't hate that many things.
I've already said to y'all numerous times Third Eye Blind sucks.
You watch your mouth.
They're terrible.
No, they're
Have
not.
You seen them live?
Yeah, that first album was a banger. Second album was
all three
good.
Of us walked out. I mean, just walked out.
Well, that's because you probably went and saw them last year, not when they were all doped up. When they were
I saw them I saw him with Firefly, like 2013, 2014, somewhere in there.
You went to Firefly?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Oh,
Jesus.
Did we just become best friends? Yup.
Dude, Trey, let's catch Third Eye Blind this weekend, man. Play the 9:30 club.
Never again will I go see Third Eye Blind.
You guys
can
go with Dan Wolkin.
Here's the funny part. Bear's the one that looked up where Third Eye Blind was touring and actually recommended me that I go to the 9:30 club in Washington to go see them play.
I have no idea if they're playing there. Yeah, have I recommended the 9:30 club?
Hey, Trey, Third Eye Blind's going on tour.
Play nice now. We have a caller.
9:30 Club is a fantastic venue.
Gotcha.
Great place to see a show. Super bad part of town. Great place to see.
You guys are so hip.
I can't wait to go see Third Eye Blind there then.
I would. There's any number of things. I can think of about 1,000 things I'd rather do than do that. And you couldn't pay me to go. You couldn't give me a ticket and say, here. Russ, do we have a question of the day regarding Rick Barnes?
Oh. Rick Barnes' approval rating, John.
What do you think
it is? What percentage of Vol fans do you think approve of the job Rick Barnes is doing as Tennessee's basketball coach?
I would say 80% of Vol fans are idiots. So out of that 80%, I would say it's probably bordering 67% approval rating.
So rude. It is currently it's 77% approval.
To me, Russ, where we are with this particular coach, year five of his program, we have no business missing the NCAA tournament. None. And it's totally his fault. I mean, I know Lamonte got hurt, but sorry.
Other than that.
100% his fault.
Other than that detail, it's 100% his fault.
Yeah. Who do we have to replace him? That's 100% his fault. Nobody else's.
Well, I mean, the five-star point guard you brought in has been banged up all year long. So, I mean, you cannot tell me that is not just miserable luck.
I mean, he's played the entire year.
After missing an entire month of camp, the entire month of October, missed a few games, he has not been 100%.
I get it. Should have had somebody else.
It's all right, buddy.
Should have had a third point guard.
Rick Barnes will make you someday turn around and say goodbye.
Hold on, John. Hold on.
Was that the song?
Just step back from that ledge, my friend.
Good drop, right?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, boys. Y'all be good. See you.
Thank you, John. Do you guys want to hear just real quick the new production element we have for Bear's list of awesome things that he hates?
I'd love
to. Do it.
Hold on just a minute. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Everything is awesome.
Everything is ruling. I mean, you could add that I hate that damn song to the list.
Here we go. Key lime pie, dry fit shirts, buffets, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, screen doors, Field of Dreams, Pearl Jam, zoos, Olive Garden breadsticks, tiramisu, King's Hawaiian rolls, Halloween, Red Panda, McDonald's, Hoosiers, Hot Tubs, Van Morrison, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cruises, The Great American Cookie Company, Braveheart, Spaceballs, Huey Lewis in the News, Peter Gabriel, and The Color Red. Awesome things that Bear hates.
Like The Color Red?
The Color Red.
Yeah.
Just does not like it. Mm-mm. Not a big fan, I believe, was the direct quote. I love that. That's fantastic. 865-546-8200. Quick timeout. The Drive Fan Run Radio. It rages on. Stay with us. Is this the week? Is this the week that Russell finally remembers to set his XFL fantasy roster?
I didn't set mine last week either.
Trey, I set mine once the whole season. Okay.
We got to get back into this, man.
It's hard, man.
Can we start over? Can we get a do-over?
God, I tried.
This would be like the third do-over for our poor fantasy team.
Here's what I'm going to do.
First of all, I really hate that I didn't participate in this. You guys are it looks like it's been so much fun for you guys.
I actually forgot about it. I'm not going to lie. that we had a fantasy
Should
league.
We just go ahead and get rid of it? I mean, like, it seemed like a good idea at the time. It's probably not a good sign for the XFL as far as its long-term viability that we've been this quick to ditch our XFL fantasy league.
No, it's just it's hard because it's the first year, so there's no stats to go on, right? So there, I bet if it's around next year, someone will pick it up and it'll be legit.
If the ESPN app, the fantasy app, if they had that same quality,
I bet they will next
for
year
for the XFL, I would totally do it. But the lack of user friendliness of that system that we're using is a big reason.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
I don't want to go do this.
Well, the problem is I'm playing so many players that I don't even know if they're starting or not. Like, I don't know most of the.
And that's the thing, you don't know. So next year when ESPN picks it up, I mean, they have MLS soccer fantasy. So surely.
MLS soccer is a pretty big deal,
but
though.
Surely to God, they're going to. If XFL is still around next year, which I'm sure it will be, if it is, then they'll pick up XFL fantasy, I'm sure, because it's a way they can market and make money.
I wonder what is a bigger deal, MLS or XFL?
MLS. MLS by,
think
like,
so?
By
yeah.
Double.
Oh, yeah.
Triple.
Not even close. Especially with the new Nashville SC club.
Listen, man, I'm a big soccer guy, as you all well know. MLS sucks, man. Like, I can't watch it.
It does, but
I disagree. There's nothing like a Seattle versus Portland game.
No, I mean, I've seen
no,
it.
No, you can't disagree with that. That's
I can
cool
disagree with you. I will. It's not good soccer.
Are you going to support Nashville
SC?
It's
good. It's good environment. It's good, like, fan culture and stuff, but the quality of the game is.
Man, there's 60,000 people going to every Atlanta United game.
I know. I'm glad that it's doing well. I'm glad that it's catching on, and I hope it continues to grow. It's just
well, that's because
if you get into the European game, it's not. It's
Miami's
like,
team.
You can't differentiate. You know what I mean? Like, I get it because you watch so much European soccer. Then you look at American soccer, and you're like, okay, this is nothing like the big boys I'm used to.
Well,
watching.
But I'm just wondering, as you know, XFL might not be the NFL, but it's still football in a country
Correct.
Where football is king.
Correct.
And I'm just wondering if – I don't know. I'd have to see some side-by-side ratings, and I think the ratings are going to be skewed because the first couple of weeks the ratings are going to be up. How are they going to be able to sustain quality
it's
ratings
been
for
three
the
weeks
XFL?
And they have.
They have?
They have for 3 weeks. It's been pretty steady.
Yeah, but
I
it's
mean,
been dipping every weekend.
Well, that's true. That once is correct.
It once I mean, it kind of –
it's in that – two and a half.
I can promise you there are more MLS players that people will know than XFL players.
Miami's MLS
see, that's,
team.
If 2 million people are watching an average XFL game, that's way more than are watching MLS. Because I don't think they draw over 1 million per game.
The Miami TV MLS viewers. Team is owned by David Beckham. And, I mean, they're trying to – I mean, they've got European players wanting to play for them. Come over and play. Specifically Messi.
Well, they want – Messi's not coming to there until he's washed up. This
no.
is the thing about
they
MLS.
Give him enough
is
money.
These guys come over here. Beckham came over. Frank Lampard came over.
Thierry Henry.
Kaká came over for a year. Like
my Orlando
when they're,
City.
When they're like 30, 35 and they're washed up and it's like, oh, Wayne Rooney last year goes to DC United when he's
been
in his 30s.
Up for a while.
Yeah, but you go in there and like, okay, I can't even make the starting lineup on my club team in England or Germany, now I come over to MLS and I'm a star. That should tell you something about the quality of the league.
No, the league, the quality of the players is not even, you can't compare at all to the Champions League or anything. That's not even close. But you look at Nashville SC, the amount of people that have already bought season tickets is equal to that of LA Galaxy and Seattle Sounders, who are arguably the two biggest most popular MLS
no, like teams. I said, I hope it does well because
I don't think you do. I think you want it to fail. That's the way I'm feeling about it. That's the attitude
that's
I'm feeling from
you.
That's
a very fair take of you. Just
well,
kind of
try feels
to
like
put,
you just, you're just crapping all over it.
I want it like to do. I want it to do ratings. Great. I just don't think that it is. I know that it's not there yet from a quality standpoint, and I know the audience, the TV. It's a hard game to break through on TV. Like if you go, it's very similar to hockey in that. If you go, I cannot watch a Nashville Predators game on TV.
So
I just can't.
Fun in person,
it's dull. But if you've ever been to a Nashville Predators game,
it's unlike anything else.
It is unlike anything else. It's one of the best sporting environments in the world.
Yeah,
and that is not an exaggeration. It is amazing to go to one of those games. And I have a feeling that MLS is going to be the same way because they're chanting and they're singing, they're setting off the smoke bombs and everything. But watching it on TV.
big snoozer. So that's the thing, like XFL, I think, is going to have that challenge as well. It's like, okay, they are killing it on the social media front. Their TV presentation is good. The graphics look good. Yeah. They're doing a good job of not showing the empty stands. But how do we make the game entertaining so that a dude like me that likes football but is not necessarily going to go out of his way to watch a new league that doesn't have any heritage, how are you going to draw me in, man? How are you going to get me to watch the game and hold my attention for over an hour so that I don't just tune out after 5 minutes when the novelty wears off?
The MLS is trying to draw your attention by keeping stars that are on the United States men's national team, which is a smart thing to try to do. I mean, Toronto, they have Michael Bradley and Josie. You look at around the different leagues when it comes to upper level in Champions League, MLS, and like the best thing for United States soccer is that Christian Pulisic is playing over there overseas. So Pulisic, whatever, that he's playing overseas. So I think it helps out in the long run. And what it does is with the MLS, they have these niche markets, which is good. Columbus, you know, I knew they were about to move them, but now they're keeping them. You got Louisville now that's coming on, Cincinnati, you have Seattle, Nashville.
Orlando.
I just think they're hitting markets that are big for them. So I'll give you the ratings for the XFL on the other side.
We pause for the cause. The drive rages on. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this. Wrapping up the drive, Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Tanner Carson is here. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8 right here on Fan Run Radio. How can you hate on this? Trey is a work of modern art.
What?
You said you don't like the Beatles.
I mean, I don't like every
You don't
Beatles
like
song.
The Beatles?
When you say you don't like the, you didn't say I don't like I Want to Hold Your Hand. You said I don't like the Beatles.
I'm the Walrus.
There's a couple songs that are good. Hey Jude's good.
You know that
Yesterday's good.
One of George Harrison's greatest contributions to the Beatles was convincing Paul McCartney that he should say Hey Jude instead of Hey Dude, the original name of the song.
I thought it was supposed to be Hey Jules.
It's Hey Dude.
Did you guys see that movie where the...
You're so full of crap. That's not the story.
That movie, Yesterday.
It's the
Yesterday.
Story.
No, it's not.
You questioning me?
Yeah. It was written for Julian Lennon.
No,
it was
originally called Hey Dude.
I'm going to
It wasn't. It was called Hey Jules.
It was about Julian Lennon, but he was calling him Dude. Hey Dude.
He's doing that thing I do to you.
I had to go there for a second. I would go for a second. Trey, you have the XFL ratings.
Saturday's Dallas XFL game averaged a 1.3 rating, which was down 13% and 11% in viewership from the same window the previous week.
I mean, those ratings are worse than like Chicago PD.
The other game that was on, Tampa Bay-Seattle, got a 1.5. That was down 32% and 38% respectively from week one.
You know what it is outdrawing? SEC women's gymnastics that you were – saying was Yikes. Everybody was watching.
Who we was, know one person.
I was saying that.
We know one guy's watching it.
Shout out to Barry Booker this afternoon, wherever you are, Barry. Come back soon.
Rip.
It's interesting, though. One of the XFL games was the most watched. It topped the number three Kansas versus number one Baylor basketball game. It's pretty interesting.
The XFL did?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, that's not insignificant.
I mean, it's also the first couple weeks, it was beating all the NBA games.
NBA's boring.
ESPN averaged a 0.9 for the New York versus St. Louis game, down 40% in the ratings.
Yeah, what day and time was that on, though?
That was Sunday late afternoon.
Exactly. Horrible slot.
Okay, the other game on that day, Sunday on ABC, they were down 57% from the previous week at the same time.
Who were the two teams?
Dallas and L.A., two big markets.
They need to play some of these games on, like,
LA
Tuesday
sucks.
Night, Wednesday night. They
need
to play them
it.
On weeknights,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they need to switch it to weeknights.
I would be much more likely to watch a game if it's on a weeknight than it is on a weekend, man.
Early in the week and weeknights, like this time of year, it's like
this
a
time
TV
of year
wasteland.
It's nice outside. You want to finally get out and do something. I'm not sitting at home watching the freaking XFL.
It said the FS1 brought up the rear with a 0.6. down 25% in ratings from the previous week. Overall, the 4 week three games rank among the five least watched XFL telecasts thus far.
Pretty much sustainable.
It's going down, down, down.
Not going well. See Dominic Wood Anderson out working at the Combine. He looks good.
Oh, you're watching the Combine, Russ?
I'm watching a video from the UT football Twitter account.
Oh, how dare you? Who does that?
Dun, 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 dun,
I'm not hating on it. I just...
Oh, I am.
You've been a little hostile today, John Tyler. I mean, I know you put in a long day yesterday. But, you can't just laugh at it. Yeah, you've been hostile. You've been snapping at Trey, snapping at me, snapping at Bear.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting that point. He's getting too big for his intern.
You are. You should be knocked down a peg or two.
I can reach over there and turn that knob down. I mean, we aren't – here on the drive,
why the hell are you turning my down?
I said I could reach over this desk, John. If you want to see me do it, I'll do it. There's two knobs. One's for Trey and one's for you.
We don't need –
hold on, John.
We don't have to be physical, all right? We don't have to be physical.
Just saying,
John. We all just get along.
You're hitting that wall, buddy.
Boy, this Mulan remake looks awful. Disney's just taking all their 90s cartoons and just making them into live action.
I mean, they're doing that.
Movies. Have you seen any of these? Have you seen like the new Lion King or Aladdin or anything?
Yeah. You really think I would willingly go see any of those?
No, I don't. But...
Well, what you do is you go on YouTube. If you want to just see how bad it is, type in the movie. Fandango puts 10 clips out of each movie, so you can just see how bad it is.
Oh, it looks brutal.
You don't even have to watch a clip of it. It's just not very good.
Yeah, Will Smith was horrible.
Just do a new movie.
There's nothing original anymore. There's no more good band names either.
You don't think so?
Now get off of Bear's lawn, ladies and germs. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Tony Vitello, man. That was fun.
Had a fun 2 days.
Fun, some big interviews on the show. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 6. Thanks to John and Hayden and Bear. I'm Russell. Y'all be good. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6. And Run Radio.